the Daily Talk Show, episode 299.
Feeling fine. Fat Friday. How are we?
I am absolutely fantastic. Mr. 97, how are you going?
Yeah, good.
You've just had a couple of the licorice twists. It's Fat Fridays.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is, I said to Mr. 97, mate, if you could just have one thing, like if you were to just go to the supermarket and just get something for Fat Fridays, what would it be? And what did you say?
Only red licorice twists from Coles. Has to be Coles.
Yeah, all right. he's the most conscious one when it comes to food out of the two of us. Three of us, I guess we could say.
Yeah.
Because what we went with, I saw this and this.
Well, first of all, we did have lunch. Just before we started, which was the best Reuben sandwich I've ever had from Casati's downstairs.
Another thing the kid hasn't tried, Reuben. Mr. 97, you haven't had Reuben?
Nah.
Until today.
Dude, you know what? I was blown away. My mate was probably your age. We were similar ages at that point, so 19. He had never had a souvlaki. I gave him his first souvlaki.
It's outrageous.
That was outrageous. But a Reuben sandwich, more common nowadays. Surprised you haven't had one. Yeah. Is there anything else that you haven't told us? You haven't been on a date. We organised that.
Yeah.
We've sorted that one out. Hadn't had a Reuben sandwich. Sorted that one out. What else?
Yeah, what's another thing that you haven't done?
One thing I haven't tried. Yeah. Food-wise, sushi. I asked you if you'd been out for a nice steak. You've never been to a nice restaurant for like an expensive steak. No.
I had one at my brother's birthday. It would have been like 4 years ago.
But okay.
I've never had the chocolate there.
Yeah, so we've got, if you're listening to the audio, sorry, I'm eating, but we have
Cadbury I say Cadbury cream egg, but it's C-R-E-M-E. Cream is C-R-E-A-M. That's how you normally spell it.
97, like can you find out why cream on the Cadbury cream egg is spelled C-R-E-M-E.
Cadbury cream egg. Anyway, these things.
It's cream. It must be cream.
It's an Australian thing. Mm. It is the, what's a version? I mean, hey, you've done it here. We've also got Reese's Pieces ice creams here. Reese's is like the, I guess, version of Cadbury cream egg in Australia.
It's Americana. Like, that's very American. The cream egg, Greg Berendt, who've had on the show, he's a comedian and he did a whole bit about the egg, but he just calls it the Cadbury egg.
Nah.
Because they don't have, like in the States, they don't have that much Cadbury.
Yeah, true. So if you explain it to Americans, but here, if you were to say a Cadbury egg, there's Cadbury everywhere. Yeah. I've got a story about one of these. So when I was a roving reporter for Triple M's The Rush Hour, young bloke about town, I went down to the Rip Curl Pro in Torquay. Mm. It's like a mad weekend where the surfing competition's on. And I got access. This is one of those days where I was like using a signature that was just created
in Photoshop or something to get in.
Yeah, to get media passes and shit. So I got one to this event and I ended up interviewing Kelly Slater. And I was always about like, how do I do like some bit with our remembering?
Topical.
And I took a Cadbury cream egg and I said, Kelly, it was Easter.
Yeah.
And I said, mate, I've got something for you. This is an Australian egg. And I, you know, gave it to him. And he's like, oh, wow. And his wife was there and put it into, oh, thank you so much. It was really nice. I don't know. I mean, next time I see him, I'll ask him if he remembers and he ate the cream egg.
I'm so dumb. I thought Kelly Slater was Australian.
No, Kelly Slater's an American.
There you go.
He's
who's the Australian
Mick
one?
Mick Fanning,
Joel Parkinson. There's a bunch of Aussies.
So we've got cream eggs. Did you find out why the cream is spelt like that? 97 or no?
Nah, it's just meant to be a gooey sweet substitute for whipped cream.
Yeah.
Okay. They've created their own name. Maybe it's a trademark thing.
I definitely don't always. So what we've got here is a block of chocolate where they've taken the cream egg form and they've stuffed it into a block of chocolate.
We've got both. We've got the eggs.
Yeah.
And then Cadbury are doing this heaps, which is like taking your favourites that you would only normally get in little bars and put them in whole family blocks.
I always get so disappointed in these things. You know, when they do a new Tim Tam, you've ruined the Tim Tam. The Tim Tam's fucked.
Well, I like the double Tim Tam is my favourite.
Yeah, and that's not the original, and that's the winner now. It's just because you get more chocolate. Yeah. If you don't want more chocolate and you're eating Tim Tams, you're a monster. You know what I mean?
Like it should be the standard. Absolutely.
Why don't you want more chocolate?
97, would you like one? Yeah, you'll have one.
I'll grab one. So baby boy, first time.
This is a...
actually is as well.
Reese's peanut... I've never had this. This is a Reese's peanut butter drumstick. But yeah. I wonder if they're called drumstick because drumstick is obviously a trademarked... Reese's trademark and trade dress and orange colour background are used under licence. Okay. So...
Oh, these are good.
It says on the back, a crunchy chocolate wafer cone filled with peanut butter and chocolate flavoured ice cream with Reese's peanut butter core, choc topping, peanuts on top and a chocolate tip. Mm. Love a chocolate tip.
Love a chocolate tip. I mean, these are a good one because we can do the show and have these as well. I thought we'd do a bit of a check-in. Because Mr. 90, I discovered this. I got Mr. 97 on board. Actually, that's false. I didn't know how I did it or found these stats in the first place. So I had to get Mr. 97 to help me again. Mm-hmm. But it's a check-in to see how we're being discovered on YouTube based on what people are searching.
For people who don't know, if you're just listening to us in audio form, especially on Fat Fridays, it's a good one to watch on YouTube. Just youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show.
So the... fifth one down. So it just starts out with Christian Hull. He's taken over our number one search. Then it's got The Daily Talk Show, The Daily Talk Show podcast. The fourth search is circumcised.
How many minutes watch time on that?
138 minutes has come from people looking for circumcised. What are you trying to look for when you're looking up circumcised? Like, are you trying to look for the video of someone getting it done?
I wonder if you could even do that.
I don't know, Mr. 97, I'll let that go into your
circumcised
search.
Can you see if you can, if you type in circumcised?
Here we go. 13 minutes is uncircumcised.
Okay, yeah.
So we've got the 11 minutes coming in at foreskin.
I love it. It's a dick heavy search result, isn't
it? Yeah, just underneath foreskin is Jason Fox.
And in between all of them is Matt Diavella. Yes. In between an uncircumcised, circumcised,
dude,
Matt Diavella.
I think if we need a...
niche?
Yeah, either niche down or if we're lacking on content. Literally, the 7 minutes is adult circumcision. So someone's looked up that. Mate, there is so many versions and there's actually like shit spelling of circumcision. Like,
oh, great. That's like, there's a Chinese word there as well that we're not going to know what that is.
Circumcise, farting.
Barefoot.
Barefoot, sauna, sex. Hand games, that was when we were doing our hand game thing, sauna podcast.
Daily sex. New York City.
Periscope. This is so funny.
I'm about to eat for the first time the thing. What's your first impression?
It's good. It's full of sugar. Tastes like peanut butter. Mm. Tastes like chocolate. It's delivering all the things that Reese's Pieces usually does.
Mr. 97, do you want to quickly go and hand that final one to Conspiracy Jimmy's crew next door, see if anyone wants one?
Mm. Yeah, sorry, quick update on the circumcision footage.
Okay.
There's stock footage you can watch. So,
stock
footage of the surgery.
On YouTube.
Getty images.
Mm. It's still someone's dick being circumcised as much as it's stock footage. Yeah. It's not like a reenactment.
I wonder how much we'd need to be paid to do that. As in for, and who's going to be the star behind it? But the I guess it's you not can't you, be bro. Identified.
Can't be you.
No, already done.
That is, yeah. We were watching a show recently. Netflix have like, you know, it's great because they're like buying all these docos or old series that were made years ago and aired in, you know, English seem to do like a bunch of like medical shows. So they've got, you know, it's all
paramedics.
Yeah, but also like botched surgery shows. We just started watching one. And
you can't have dinner while you're doing that. It's fucking disgusting.
We had to turn it off. But it's like, why are you going on to those shows? What is the, So Josh has like a little shaft running up from his
ice cream. What is it?
It's peanut butter. It's all. Oh, is it chocolate?
It's peanut crunchy. Yeah. I know what it is.
Anyway, those shows. Why do you go onto them? What's the
the embarrassing bodies?
Do you go onto them?
I guess that you'd probably. It's like, you know, when you go to the airport. There's a show in Australia called Border Security.
Mm.
And you'll see a sign saying, "Who took the ice cream?" By the way, 97. Anyone? It's Karina or someone.
One of the girls.
Yeah, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie did. Charlie. Okay, great. When you're going through the airport, there's actually a sign saying, filming in progress. Mm. Please come to one of our producers if you would not like to be included.
Ah, okay.
So have you seen that or no?
No. Oh, yes, I have seen the filming sign, but not come to our producer. I just said there may be filming. It's like not as much Melbourne Airport, internationals.
Yeah, the internationals.
Yeah, I did see that. So we're watching TV. I don't know if Amy was there. No, she was in the other room. I was at my parents' place and I was watching television and it was that police show, Highway Patrol, pulling over people. I'm just
RBT?
Watching this.
Was it
RBT. That's one of the Australian ones. I'm watching it. I'm like, fuck, I know this guy. He's been pulled over. He's got his dog in the car. And I was just like, dude, I know this guy so bad. This was a few years ago, so like not long after Amy and I had met.
RBT stands for random
breath test.
Breath test. So it's people getting stung for drink driving, or they now do the whole swab.
To find out
marijuana.
If you're taking other illicit substances. Yeah. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, this is Amy's cousin. Amy's cousin was on RBT. And long story short, he was fine, but he was a real character on there. And it was great. And I was like, Amy, it's your cousin. I'd only met him like once or twice at that point.
Why would you ever, because surely they have to sign a release form. Mm. That's what I don't get.
I haven't seen him since.
You're completely off your head.
And well, he wasn't off his head. Oh. He was just like, his dog was in the car and he was just giving the guy a bit of a lip. He's like, test me then. Or something like that. But it was like, the most amazing thing then. So we have a show called Gogglebox, which is also around the world, which is just people watching TV shows and laughing and making fun. Mm. He was on that segment from RBT, was on Gogglebox, and these two people were on the couch going, look at this malacca. Look at this malacca and what he's saying.
He got double featured.
Yeah, he got double featured on the show then on Gogglebox. Yeah. It's actually probably the worst thing to have. You sign it, you're like, okay, I'll just do this show. You don't realise that you then made a mockery of. On Gogglebox.
I wonder if they, there's a thing, Waiting for a Mate, which was a meme where it's a guy who, have you seen this, Mr. 97? Waiting for a Mate?
No. Are you serious?
I could tell that he literally couldn't, he wasn't, he didn't really react when I said it. It's very funny. It's a guy who, he was basically, you show the meme, TJ. So it's basically a guy who was drunk in his car and he evaded police or whatever. He ended up at this supermarket.
No, I think he was doing burnouts and fucked it and ended up on the gutter and blew out his tire. And so, but he's just sitting in the car. And so the cops then pull up and he's just been doing fucking doughies. Yeah.
They're at the supermarket or like this spot and they're like, oh, what are you doing? Mm. And he just says...
Waiting for a mate.
just waiting for a mate, apparently.
Just waiting for a mate. Well, were you driving? No, just waiting for a mate. But he's got tire marks to the position where he's landed.
It's a solid excuse.
There's a video. If we could play videos and not get taken off YouTube, I'm sure we could play it. But because it was on one of those shows. Mm. It was on like the...
I just don't know why he's signed that sort of thing.
I always thought that maybe it's a... like a lower sentence or like we won't penalise you as much or we will reduce the fine or they get the footage and then they have this leverage where they're like, hey, so you're done, you're losing your licence for 22 months, but we'll make it 12 and we'll reduce
surely
the fine.
Not. I don't think so.
Then why would you be in it?
We should definitely find out. But this ice cream being quite liquidy... Mm. Because it hasn't been in the freezer. Like it went straight from the shopping centre, from the supermarket.
This is nice.
But it's always a contentious issue with Bree and I because she loves to play it safe, specifically when it comes to ice cream. If I buy ice cream, I don't like putting it in the freezer. I'll sometimes put it in the fridge. If we're planning on having it in like half an hour's time, I want it to be at a real soft consistency where Bree likes to play it safe. And she's like, no, we need to leave it in the freezer for an hour before we have any. I feel like you're either one or the other.
I'm more on your side. You're at the extreme end of the soft ice cream because you've put it in the fridge and it's now become yogurt.
I think
that's what you've done.
I reckon 97's on Bree's side. I feel like you're a hard ice cream man.
Yeah, definitely freezer.
Yeah, you're a bit anal. You like your stuff. You're meticulous, I feel.
Yeah.
You're a monster if you leave chocolate in the fridge. That's my opinion.
Yeah, you shouldn't do it.
I hate having rock-solid chocolate that I'm biting into. Some people love it.
Yeah. Well, Brie, also I saw it as a bit of criticism. Midday yesterday, decided to use my lunch break to put something on in the cooker. And we've got, as recommended by Rob from Quadlock, he's got the Breville slow and pressure. What was that? Bang. Anyway, the slow/pressure cooker, right? And I've never had a pressure cooker before, so that's what I'm leading with. I'm using the pressure cooker for everything. And so first of all, first big mistake, online shopping through Coles, went to put the piece of meat in the cooker.
Too big.
Too fucking big.
Oh, shit.
Couldn't. So I was like hammering it down. I was like, I don't think I have to cut it. I think I just need to, like, if I do it enough. So I just wedge it in, but it was just near the, it's got like a max line, nothing above that thing. And I was slightly nervous with that.
What did you do?
Well, so I just like, I managed to, it has a searing function. So I was searing it at the same time. So I'm searing it while I'm trying to push it down. I was using the Moroccan seasoning, the Mingle seasoning. Anyway, I call Brie to sort of be excited and say, hey babe, guess where I am? I'm at home cooking, getting ready for dinner.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, I'm using the pressure cooker. She said, you can't use the pressure. Are you staying home today? I said, no, I'm about to go back to work. She said, you can't leave the pressure cooker at home on. And I said, why? And she said, well, what happens if it explodes? And my point is, what, so you would prefer me to be home when the pressure cooker explodes?
I get it. I get her thinking. That's pretty funny though.
I feel like it's there's certain things that you should always be home for. Candles, yes, always for a candle.
Yeah.
Pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker, probably not.
Bree sees the pressure and slow cooker as different things.
Okay.
Slow cooker, she was fine. Pressure, she just has this vision of coming home and just like a shoulder of lamb being through the wall.
The thing, to be fair, when you do depressurize, doesn't it do that? So it sounds like it's got more grunt. So
and
you
I
could
jump.
Be.
Every time it happens, it scares the fuck out of me.
That's not hard to make you jump.
And it's like, it's quite scary.
Mr. 97 is the king of making us jump. When he
overreacts.
Yeah. He's found something. He's just actually found out what the weather is for Saturday.
Oh! Yeah, whoa, are you okay? Ooh! So, yeah, 28 tomorrow. Yeah. It's, like, it's not even like 32 or anything. It's like, it's 28. It's that hot.
Mr. 97, you haven't eaten a cream egg in your life? Why not?
Don't know. Just gone for Kinder Surprise.
So the funny thing is, we only got two with the idea that I would have one.
I really want to force him to eat. Well, I'd give up.
97 needs to.
I'd give up mine.
I'd give up mine.
You give it away? Should we rock paper scissors?
Okay.
Actually, I kind of. I'll
eat
it.
I don't need it. So we'll just try anyway.
Rock.
Wait, no. Scissors, paper, rock.
Paper, scissors, rock.
What? Scissors, paper, rock.
Scissors.
No, mate. It's rock, paper, scissors.
It's scissors, paper, rock. Wait. What do you think it's rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors. This is
paper, scissors, rock.
We don't want to be a radio show. This is legit in the first week of me being on radio.
1060.
What is it?
Did you really do it?
Yeah, we did. What is it? Rock, paper, scissors. Scissors, paper, rock.
What did everyone
I did
say?
It with, when I was on air with Candy.
It was you guys, content kings.
Content kings. Pizza. Right. Pineapple on pizza. What is it?
1060. All right, we'll try.
Rock,
paper, scissors, rock. Scissors, paper, rock. Yeah, boy. I got in with the paper.
Who gets?
I didn't completely work it out. I think.
But you won.
Yeah,
I won. So you get to choose. Do you want to give yours or do you want me to give mine?
I'll give mine to Mr. 97. Do you want to come on here and bring your mic?
That's what happens on Fat Fridays. We actually, it's a win if you don't have to consume more calories.
It's too much. All right, it's come in the middle. I just want to. We'll get Mr. 97 to try it. You can stay standing up, Mace.
If you knock out the power, Mace.
Yeah, he'll be
I'm
spewing.
Being serious. It's like my dad calls me Thomas if he's being serious.
Okay. All right. So here you go.
Yeah, great.
So just describe it for us.
It just looks like a normal chocolate egg.
Okay.
It's dense as fuck.
Looks like yeast. Yeah.
It looks heavy.
It's super heavy.
Feels
bro.
Heavy. And you were annoyed because you thought $1.70 was just
an absolute ripoff for one egg. Yeah.
So you can tell that this is not a Cadbury endorsed thing at that price.
So the whole thing in your mouth?
Yeah.
Or do you want to?
I can go halfway. I want to see it half because I want to see what the middle looks like. I've never seen the middle because I've always been a fat shit. Just
really?
In the whole
you
thing.
Put the whole thing in your mouth.
I'm imagining. So it looks like on the Google Cadbury cream egg and you'll see like a, has it got a photo on it? It's got no image on No. It's got sort of like a yellow splat. So looks bite like, half of
you
it.
You know what? It looks like egg.
Yeah, it's meant to be. That's what it's meant to be.
Ah.
Like a
yolk.
Yeah, the yolk in an egg. Yeah.
Yolk.
Yolk.
Okay, let's go, Mr. 97. Oh, show it's me really first. Getting all over him. You can see. So it's got white, you got the protein, and then you've got...
It smells sweet. Describe
nice.
It.
Nice. What do you think?
Yeah, it's like those... you know those caramel teddy bears? Not teddy bears, the chocolate...
No.
Koalas. Chocolate koalas.
Oh, caramello koala. No,
yeah.
Another Australian
it's like
classic.
The same consistency as that, just a different flavour in the middle.
Fair enough. That's a good.
Do you like it? I don't like how you lick that. Can you?
Wasn't going to let it go everywhere.
Yeah, okay, we could just put the whole thing in your mouth. So it's all right. So what I'm curious about, you can go back now. But what I want to find out eventually is we're going to open up the big one, and I'm going to have some of the big one, which is the Cadbury cream egg. Just take the mic there, 90 serves. This is a special edition cream egg, packed with cream egg. It says it's like a family block. Mm. Curious is the nutritional. Is there a nutritional value
I look
on
for it.
Not on the cream egg. Okay. I'm guessing it's good for you then.
So I had an idea of doing a Fat Fridays. I was pretty pumped. I saw it on YouTube. No, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a vegan burger place. And so these are like I've heard about Impossible Meat over in the States. There's a few places here, some of the bigger chains that are doing like a It looks like meat, tastes like meat, but it's not meat.
I prefer like a black bean patty.
But there is a big trend for people going, if we can create something that looks like meat, like just substitute it because you don't need to eat meat. And I have heard people talking about this and I was like, if there is an option, I will eat it. Like I'm not married to the meat. I'm just married. I love the taste of meat and things like that.
If you could get the exact same thing, you'd be fine.
Why not? Yeah, you'd be a monster if you didn't and it helped the world. And so there was a vegan burger place, I won't name the name of it, up here in Collingwood where we are. And
is it like a franchise or just like a
one-off? No, it's the first one that I've seen pop up and I saw them on Instagram and it's crazy. Like they've got everything. They've got like brisket that's not meat. They've got like ribs, not meat. Like,
you know what? Do they tell you what it actually is?
Mate, I don't know what it is.
The most embarrassing thing about this show is seeing me trying to open...
It's because you're trying to open it like you want to keep the packet. This is how Amy does it. I'm just like, give it to me. I ruin the packet.
Would you... Can you just quickly
do
it?
Trying to
I
get
feel
it...
hot.
Literally...
No, don't use your teeth.
What's wrong with that?
Why are you doing it like that? Okay.
I just like rip it apart. Anyway, I just finished this story. So I went in and I got the one that was closest to like a Big Mac. So it's two patties, came with fries... And it looked like a real burger.
Did they call it a Big Mac?
It was like, one of the gimmick names
the
around.
Big Mac?
Something like that. Anyway, I was so disappointed.
What did it taste like?
I was
like?
So disappointed.
Did it have lettuce like a Big Mac?
It had everything.
Mayo?
It had everything.
Real mayo? Vegan? It was vegan
mayo. It had to be vegan mayo.
Okay.
And this is not but I was just so hoping that we were closer.
What did it taste like?
So it sat on my stomach like it was rubber. You know, like it was in my guts. Like I was
like
just
synthetic.
Like,
it's like
yeah.
Fake.
I had to remove a piece of the bread in the middle because I was so thick. And it's a bit disappointing. It was just not there yet. And I just couldn't justify going and eating it. Not that I go and eat fuck loads of burgers anyway.
I wonder what it will probably take. Like I wonder if McDonald's has it on their agenda.
But we worked out, your theory was around the McRib that they got cheap pork.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure they'll like
release the McRib again.
Yeah, they're like, guys, we can get a really good deal.
It's hard. When there's money at it costs so much to make this stuff. And so if it does get to a point where the burgers are better and they're vegetable. Josh just took a bite of – I mean, you've taken – that's huge. That was four pot pieces?
Mm.
Do you still get this – like, are you getting a sense of it? Or is it just overload?
It tastes like – just tastes phlegmy, but also like –
it's not a taste.
Yeah.
That's a texture.
It's a texture. See?
I know what you mean. I struggled before. Texture. But what is it – so you got to compare it to the egg.
I haven't had the egg.
All right, I'll take it because I can tell you now if it's – I've had one of the eggs.
I think it just tastes like Cadbury chocolate.
Mason, taste this. Oh, it really is. I've struggled to talk after that.
It's like got thickener or something in it. Do you reckon that's thicker than the egg?
Yeah, there was something thicker than the egg probably, about that. Yeah. It's full on.
But I wonder, we haven't actually... Can we bite into one of the squares and actually see...
Yeah, we can if you don't put five in your mouth. There is. There's caramel there. Yeah. It's got everything in there. It's...
No.
Yeah, that's...
It's all yellow.
Yeah, it's all the yolk.
So they haven't been able to get the whole experience in there.
A bit disappointed. I think that a lot of this stuff, a lot of chocolate...
Do you ever like eat this and go, fuck... That was good.
Peanut M&M's are my go-to. Like chocolate peanut M&M's. They're the best.
Can't get peanut butter M&M's in Australia.
You can, but they don't legally sell them here. That's weird.
Because apparently there's an ingredient that's illegal. So a mate of mine who works at Mars says their work, it's like in the next 2 years they'll be coming.
Yeah, that's good. We're still a long way away from some of this stuff. But, I mean, this is a day that we do the shit that... is naughty and we don't want to do. Look, because was it Monday you said on the show? You're like, I'm done. You said across the weekend you would do it. Yeah, it was the Hey Tiger stuff. You were eating, there were the leftovers.
Shit, like it feels like a long time ago though, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
Like if you actually don't have a naughty thing for 5 days.
Dude, I've done 3 weeks or something with nothing. It is full on. Like it's... You just become obsessed. I did. I was just obsessed with thinking about stuff. You start just trying to sniff things. That's torture.
Stuff.
Yeah, because it's like, if I can't eat it, I'll sniff it.
You sniff booze too? Like if Amy has a wine, you'd be like, can I have a sniff?
Actually, because I haven't been drinking, sniffing the wine, I was like, it smells like vinegar. And it was a good drop of wine. Whereas like if you sniffed and then you drank it, it can sometimes taste vinegary. If it's a shitty wine or just at the first scent, but you taste it and then it sort of develops.
You get drunk.
Yeah, essentially. And then you think you know what you're tasting. Ah, the oaky. There's a bit of woody.
Do that sound again.
It is like, have you ever been to a wine tasting thing?
Dangerously, Bree and I, when I was, I got invited through Melbourne Geek, my old website, to go on a vineyard a winery tour. Have you heard this 97?
No.
Winery tour. It was with a car company and they gave us a car and organised for us to go to all these wineries. Is that the most irresponsible thing you've ever heard? you give someone keys to a car and then they're like, hey, there's taste. Like we literally couldn't drive. We ended up being like, oh, we can't drive for a bit.
Yeah.
Because I was just like a bit tipsy.
So they gave you cash for the wineries? Is that what they did?
Yeah, they filled it. It was all like prepaid, which was great.
It seems weird.
The prepaid things are always weird because you're like, what are they? Is this all included? And then like, oh, yeah, it's all covered. It's fucking really bizarre.
You're going hard thinking, look, I could probably afford this.
Yeah.
I won't go any more hard. And then
just
like,
in case.
No, it's all free. You're like, fuck, I should have gone harder.
Should have gotten the steak. But I tried the last night. I asked Bree to bring some ice cream home. And I said, just get one of the healthy ones. When I say healthy one, I want either Panna do an ice cream now. Do you guys know about this? Panna, do you know Panna chocolate?
No.
Okay. Panna chocolate is like a healthy chocolate. They have an ice cream. What's the other healthy chocolate brand? They also have an ice cream.
I don't know. Pumpy, no.
Well, there's Zebra. Zebra's another healthy brand. They're all like vegan, no dairy and shit.
You know who's going after these? It's the fucking people who have had a month off everything and they're just sniffing. They're going, I just need to break it some way. Yeah. I'll just get the healthy.
I'll get the yellow watermelon. But no, so we Bree was set out and she brought back, I think it's called 375. Can you guess why it's called 375, guys?
Well, I know because I'm one of the people that have almost bought
it. Do you know why it would be called 375?
No.
375 calories in the whole tub.
Oh.
And they've got a few. There's like a 280 and then there's like a 380.
Yeah.
Like different flavors. I don't know why they couldn't have just streamlined the amount, but they've just done a variation of calories.
Calories.
Oh, I'm filling a bit, 10 more calories over.
Calories are a weird thing because you know how I had those Mentos the other day? We were on a corporate shoot and I ate about 40 of them. Nearly shit my pants.
Yeah.
The fruit Mentos. Only 10 calories a Mentos.
Really?
And I believe the fruit Mentos, same calories as the mint Mentos. Why would you ever get the mint Mentos if you can get the fruit for the same calories?
People want the mint. The fruit, yeah, sometimes I feel like the fruity one. Sometimes I feel like the minty one.
Mm. But I straight away
variations.
I straight away thought I could have 200 mini Mentos a day and still lose weight.
Yeah. I mean, we're moving beyond the calorie thing. It's about like
who's,
it is.
Who's we?
I think like
society.
Time. Yeah. Society in terms of knowledge and understanding that it's not purely based around calories anymore.
Yeah.
And so, but there's this marketing strategy. I get it. The 300 is why you bought it. It's why
I wouldn't have bought it.
No.
I don't think like I would prefer, and even Bree and I decided afterwards, we're like, you know
never
what?
Again.
Next time let's, because it tastes like a protein ice cream, like you have it and it's just.
I've spent so much time in aisles, especially I remember when I was single, like just being so brutal on my diet and I'd spend time by myself, just confused in the shopping aisles, looking at fucking wrappers and like trying to find the sugar-free products, trying to find the low-carb products, the high-protein products. The amount of jelly I've eaten that was sugar-free that made me feel sick. The amount of gummy bears and all this stuff makes you fart more. It's got all that crap. Oh my. I've never been so gassy in my life. So Mr. 97, you're on the dating scene. Do not, my friend, go for the sugar-free products. You'll probably
97's good. He has fruit and stuff. Like since buying all my fruit, he's been helping me because I would say, oh, is this too much fruit?
Do you think out your diet, Mason, Mr. 97?
Nah, not really. I just avoid any of the sort of sugary stuff. Mm. And I pretty much just stick to lots of veggies.
Yeah.
I try to put veggies in every meal or just like oats, smoothie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, have you eaten worse since you've hung out with us? Well, because we do it every
definitely
Friday.
Definitely with Fat Fridays, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there was never a specific time that you'd, you know, go hard.
Nah, not really.
I have the domain name thedrivethroughyears.com.
Which is what referring to what?
I wanted to create a documentary. I had this theory that everyone, when you get your driver's license, put on 5 kilos.
Yeah.
Just purely because you can go to Macca's whenever you want.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Do you reckon, Mr. 97, you don't have your license at the moment?
Nah.
Do you reckon you could get behind a drive-through once you get your car, or do you think you'd be on to that?
Well, the only thing... We go through drive-thrus all the time with my other mate, but we just get free water from Macca's. So.
Free
water?
Yeah, drive-thru to get free water
Gronks.
From Macca's.
Full Gronks.
It's great. It's great. Wait,
full Gronk.
Wait, is that all you ask for?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Just 4 cups of free water.
I feel like a fucking Gronk going through to get apple slices for my son. Wait, like you can buy like 80 cents. You can get little apple slices for my baby boy.
Waters. 4 free waters?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Fucking, what are you guys doing? Your tax returns at night?
Got to keep hydrated. It's that is Gronk behavior, absolutely.
That is funny. All right, well, Mr. 97, you've done a lot of new things this week. You will, again, on Sunday, we're going out for a big media company dinner because we never celebrated Christmas.
97 said, oh, it's your 1 year. I only realized this morning, it's not our 1 year. We've only been operating for like 6 months.
Yeah, I don't know who told me it was a 1 year thing.
Yeah, where'd you get that from?
Someone definitely told me that.
100%. It wasn't us.
Which one was it? Who was it?
I've got no idea. I actually can't remember.
Spreading fake news, wasting McDonald's people's car time.
It's not our 1 year anniversary, but these licorice twists, they're like raspberry, strawberry flavored. In the US, they've got Twizzlers they have a sugar-free thing and it's literally like something you'd buy at the $2 shop.
It is an interesting one. I would never in my life buy those.
Do you want one?
Nah.
I have one.
I'd never go out of my way. It's interesting, the type of person, Mr. Knight. It's all coming together.
Eat it. On camera. Have you had one yet?
Because you've had them all for me.
I'm sweating a bit. But anyway, it's a daily talk show.
Episode 300 on Monday.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Fat Fridays, every Friday. And sometimes we have guests, sometimes we don't. If you do want to send us an email.
And sometimes we don't go as food heavy as this. Like we've talked the whole time about food. There's a lot of stories around food.
Yeah, and there's also sometimes days that we just have nothing to talk about and 5 days away, you're just fucking smashing through it.
Yeah.
Have a good one, guys. We'll see you Monday.
See you guys.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com was the email address too.
Bye.